Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't forget to follow us on our Facebook page, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, on Twitter at RealGilbertACP, and on Instagram, Gilbert Podfried, PODFRIED. You see, it's kind of a pun on the last name. Never mind. This is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host, Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
Mm-hmm. Now, last week we talked about Paul Newman.
Yes.
And we talked about the Hudsucker Proxy. And I also touched briefly on a movie called Blaze, which I like.
Paul Newman's a Jew.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
That's right.
He's a Jew. Yeah. That's the most important thing.
We do a third show on Fridays called Who's a Jew?
Who's a Jew? Yeah. Yeah. Paul Newman's a Jew.
This is one of... I'll ask you about the rest of the cast in a minute.
I think Alan King's a Jew. I'm not positive.
Think? And Jackie Mason, maybe?
Yeah, we're still checking into that. Perhaps Jackie Green. I don't know.
I always love that Simpsons gag. Mel Brooks is
Jew.
This is another... we talked about the Hudsucker Proxy last week and a latter-day role for Newman. This is another one from 2002, a movie that I love that Gilbert hasn't seen, but he's lucky because I brought it with me on DVD, called Road to Perdition, which is, for the most part, a Tom Hanks movie.
Yes.
With Hanks in a role that, you would think you would have trouble buying him in as a killer, as a hitman. He's terrific in the film. But Newman... plays his kind of surrogate father that he runs afoul of. It's a gangster picture, a very, very good film, based on a graphic novel by two guys, Max Allen Collins and Richard Rayner. It's a wonderful movie. It was Sam Mendes' follow-up to American Beauty, his first movie.
Yeah.
Took the world by storm and won Best Picture.
With Kevin Spacey.
Right. Also shot by the great Conrad Hall, who shot this. One of the great things about this movie is the production design done by Dennis Gassner and Conrad Hall cinematography. Conrad Hall.
The cinematography in the movie I'm picking was Hunts Hall.
Really?
Yeah, yes.
It was Louis Dombrowski.
Yeah. Yes. Ooh, ooh. Put more light there. Ooh, ooh.
Of course, we like to digress.
Yes.
You know who does a great Hunts Hall?
Yes.
Bobby Slayton.
Oh, yes.
Best Hunts Hall in the business. Come back to that.
Because there's a real call for it. Yeah.
Conrad Hall, who shot, you should know who he is.
Liberty Valance.
He did shoot the movie that you're going to recommend after I stop yammering.
Yeah.
He shot Butch Cassidy in the Sundance Kid, Day of the Locust, Cool Hand Luke, a great cinematographer. This film is sumptuous. There's a lot to look at. It's beautifully shot. It's beautifully directed. The acting is great. Again, I won't give you too much of the story because I don't want to give away the guts of it or the surprises. Jennifer Jason Leigh, who we keep talking about.
Yes, who likes to take her clothes off.
Who you like to point out likes to
take
her
clothes off. Yeah, that's what I heard about her. Jennifer Jason Leigh, if you're listening, come over to my apartment and take your clothes off. Thank you.
But not Jason Leigh.
Yes.
Jennifer Jason Leigh. She's in the film. Stanley Tucci turns up. Jude Law as a killer, another killer, a very, very scary character. If you haven't seen it from 2002, we usually recommend older movies, but this one has been on my list. I haven't gotten my wife to watch it yet. I want to get my wife to watch it. It's one of my favorite movies of the 2000s. Hanks is great. The direction's great. I don't want to say... Oh, Daniel Craig turns up. The future James Bond.
Oh, yes.
Is in it, too.
Not Jewish, but he's in a lot of movies that had to do with Jews.
Yeah, isn't he in a Holocaust film?
He's in that one about... Based on a true story, they were like...
Were
like
the hiding in the woods?
Yeah.
What's the name of that picture? Oh, God.
Jews on the loose.
Jews in the woods.
Jews in the woods, I think it was called.
So,
with Marty Allen.
Yeah. Charlie Brill.
And he was also in Munich.
Correct. He was in Munich, which subject we talked to Bob Costas about.
That's right.
It all comes full circle. So see? I'm not going to give away.
Well, it means we have nothing to talk about
anymore.
We're running
out of ideas and movies.
Yeah.
Road to Perdition is a terrific film. If you haven't seen it, great performances. Check it out, Mr. Gottfried.
Okay. The next film that I'm picking is one directed by John Schlesinger, who directed Midnight Cowboy with Dustin Hoffman and John Voight.
Yep.
And I've been falling down a lot. I'm scared. You know what they do to you when they find out you can't walk. And so
by way of David Brenner.
Yes. Oh, hi, I'm Ratso Rizzo. It's David Brenner as Ratso Rizzo. Oh, boy. Hey, look, Joe Buck, you know what you should do? You should become a male hustler. A male. You ever see those male hustlers? They wear cowboy hats and things. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Oh, wait. You know something? You go out there, you get paid to have sex. Is that wild? Is that wild?
Don't forget John MacGyver.
John MacGyver, yes. It's true. You've got a strong back there, Joe. Get on your knees. A strong back. You're going to need it, Joe.
Name me one other podcast that gives you John MacGyver and David Brenner as Ratso Rizzo, ladies and gentlemen.
And he makes him go and read from the Bible and read scripture. That was funny, old Daniel freaking out like that.
Yeah. And yet that's not your movie.
No.
After all that.
No. But John Schlesinger. Oh, I was supposed to pick a movie?
Yes.
John Schlesinger would team up with Dustin Hoffman again.
Correct.
For another action film.
Lighthearted.
Yeah, lighthearted. And you know I love my Nazi films.
You do?
Yeah, you give me my Nazi films. I'm happy. And this has to do with Nazis, the House of Un-American Activities, and the Olympics.
The whole shebang.
Yeah, they keep having clips of Jesse Owens running. And Dustin Hoffman plays like he's he's basically a college student, and he goes out running every day. And then he finds out his older brother, Roy Scheider, from Jaws, is mixed up in some strange activity that he didn't know about. And Laurence Olivier is there, I think Schnell?
Oh, Zell.
Zell.
We haven't even said the name of the picture, by the way.
Yes, yes.
You might want to throw that in.
It's Marathon Man.
For people that don't know it, shame on you.
And Marathon Man taps into, you know how Jaws tapped into people's fear of water? This does them one better. Everyone's fear of the dentist.
Right.
And so there's a torture scene that is hard to watch where Olivier takes an electric drill and starts drilling into Dustin Hoffman's teeth as they're holding him down. And that's where that line comes. Is it safe?
is it's... What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about. Is it safe?
He runs through the whole gamut. Yes, very safe. Yes. Totally safe.
Yeah, it's safe. It's so safe you wouldn't believe it. And Olivier's great
he's
in it.
He's terrifying.
Oh, he's so scary in this. And he also has that line... simple oil of clove.
Yes.
Pain relief. Life can be that simple.
Yes.
It's wonderful. He's
William Devane turns up.
William Devane.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And where are you, Marta Keller?
Marta Keller.
Yeah.
Beautiful Marta Keller.
Yes.
Another actress from the 70s that kind of went away.
Yeah.
We forgot to.
Yeah. She was there for that tiny period of time.
Isn't she in Black Sunday?
Yeah. Sunday. Yeah. With
Stern.
From Jaws. Robert Shaw.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's a scary film. And it's sort of a companion piece, in a way, to The Boys from Brazil, which you've already recommended.
Yes, because he's also back with his German accent, although this time he's a Nazi.
Right.
And then Boys from Brazil, he was Simon Wiesenthal.
The Nazi hunter.
And because they, you know, the clips of Jesse Owens... brings it back to that time period when Hitler wanted to use the Olympics
right.
as his proof of the superior Aryan race. And then this black runner goes on and beats the Germans.
Very famous.
And
as Cleavon Little said in Blazing Saddles, for my next impression, Jesse Owens.
and that brings me to that Marty Glickman.
Oh, the sportscaster.
Famous. Yeah. He was supposed to be running.
That's correct.
And he's Jewish. And the guy in charge said, no, you're not running. And I think they found out later the guy in charge of the Olympics was doing business with Hitler.
It's a fascinating story.
Yeah.
Look it up. Marty Glickman. Yeah, he was a runner. It's a scary film. It's a good film. I think it's the film I read William Goldman's Adventures in the Screen Trade. William Goldman wrote the story, wrote the book. He wrote the screenplay based on his book. And I remember him talking about Hoffman doing a lot of method work.
Oh, yes.
And Olivier famously, you know
yes.
this line? Famously
yeah.
says to him.
Oh, yes. He's like saying that. According to the story, at least, Hoffman was staying up late and, like,
right.
you know, using all this intense method. And
sleeping for days.
Yes.
And, yeah.
And Olivier said to him, have you ever tried acting?
Yes. It's in Goldman's book. I hope it's true. And not apocryphal. Terrific movie.
Yeah. It's one of those edge of your seat.
When people talk about great American films of the 70s.
And a great New York.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You get to see New York.
Yeah.
You get especially the Diamond District.
Oh, yes.
Central Park. And a lot of New York in 1976.
And there's something interesting about it. There's one scene where Laurence Olivier, as the former Nazi Zell, I think that they called him the White Angel.
Yeah.
He's forced to go into the Diamond District sell these diamonds.
It's a great scene.
And they start, as he's walking by, they're going, is that Zell?
Yeah.
Zell? And they're all these old Jews who recognize him. And you know what's so weird about this? This is going to sound totally nuts. When I walk down the street.
In the Diamond District?
Yeah, anywhere. When I'm walking down the street and I'll go, oh, is that guy Gilbert something? And
right.
I always think of that scene in Marathon Man. I feel like Laurence Olivier in Marathon Man.
It just happened to us 20 minutes ago. We were out on the
yes.
street doing something for TMZ.
And TMZ.
And it just happened.
Yes.
And you felt like the angel of death.
Yes.
Nice to know. All right, so the movies this week.
Yes. Well, I picked Dustin Hoffman, Roy Scheider, William Devane, and Laurence Olivier.
And don't forget Martha Keller.
And Martha Keller in John Schlesinger's Marathon Man.
Shot by Conrad Hall, who I also just talked about. Terrific film. Two terrific films. So I hope Jennifer Jason Leigh never gets your message.
Yes.
By the way.
Come here and take your clothes off.
One last thing I want to add.
Oh, yes.
Does Danny Kaye have a cameo in Marathon Man, since Olivier's in there?
Yes. Yes. But, see, they're only filming Olivier from the waist up in that scene. So you don't really see what's going on. But he's definitely there.
I got it.
And that's what gives Olivier such an evil look on his face.
Right.
That Danny Kaye has his fist in Olivier's asshole. It's been talked about. They gave a speech
at the
American Film Institute.
I had to go there.
They said they flew Danny Kaye in to put his fist in Laurence Olivier's
to
asshole.
To recreate it.
Yes, to
of
make
course.
Him more evil.
Just for film buffs. We'll see you next week.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.